podcasts on the WDWNT network are made possible each and every week by the following fantastic sponsors. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or board the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. If you book a trip to the Walt Disney World Resort before August 27th for select dates between August 28th and September 24, 2011, you can get the Disney Dining Plan for free for your entire trip. For more information on this special offer and many more, visit MagicalTravel.com and book your next Disney trip today. Enjoy all the comfort of a Disney Vacation Club resort without paying as much when you rent a studio, one-bedroom villa, two-bedroom villa, or a luxurious three-bedroom grand villa at a Disney Vacation Club resort with David's Vacation Club Rentals. David's Vacation Club Rentals is a Better Business Bureau accredited company that can provide you with a villa rental at any one of the seven Disney Vacation Club resorts located at the Walt Disney World Resort. You can visit them online at dvcrequest.com or simply Google David's Vacation Club Rentals to save money on your next Disney trip. Resales DVC is your home for Disney Vacation Club resales. Whether you're buying or selling your part in the Disney Vacation Club, Resales DVC is prepared to walk you step-by-step through the process and make sure your experience is as pleasant as possible. For pricing, availability, and more information, be sure to contact Grandma Jackie and Kin at www.resalesdvc.com or by phone at 866-544-2919 to make your vacation dreams come true.
A project so vast, it has already been called a whole new Disney World.
Welcome to Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Now, as they say, look alive.
Break your colors, you bloated cockroaches!
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents our spectacular festival pageant of nighttime magic and imagination. In thousands of sparkling lights and electro-synthomagnetic musical sounds, the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Now then, hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Can they imagine you?
Of course! Imagination is something that belongs to all of us.
Welcome to the wonderful world of motion.
Attention, Horizons passengers.
Star Tours announces the arrival of the Endor Express. Once we've had a chance to service the Star Speeder, we'll begin our boarding procedures. Thank you.
Jim Henson's Muppet Vision 3D. Yeah, good. Yeah.
This magic night, a million stars will play beside us, cast a spell of light, glimmering, shimmering, carouseling round the world tonight, a symphony in spectral magic, pure enchantment lights up.
There goes Suzanne Summers, pulled by a blender fish.
Bon voyage!
Welcome to Island Stream.
Like a grand, miraculous spaceship.
Always choose before you choose.
Soarin' to tower, we are ready for takeoff. This is Spaceship Earth Control. On behalf of Siemens, welcome aboard.
Imagine how excited we are to break ground and begin the Magic Kingdom's largest expansion ever, a reimagining of Fantasyland.
Here in Florida, we have something special we never enjoyed at Disneyland, the blessing of sign. There's enough land here to hold all the ideas and plans we could possibly imagine.
Sounds pretty good. In fact, that's just the right spirit.
Welcome to the WDW News Today podcast, celebrating 40 magical years of the Walt Disney World Resort. At this time, please welcome your host, Tom Corliss.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very special edition of the WDWNT podcast. This is episode 212, a celebration of Walt Disney World's 40th anniversary. Now, it has been quite a few days, and we have been recovering from the week that has passed. Of course, being a part of WDW celebrations, we had a four-day event celebrating the 40th anniversary of Walt Disney World, that being Project Excel, which was a tremendous success and a lot of fun, but of course, the most meaningful day of all had to be October 1st, the actual 40th anniversary. And I'm sure as many of you know by now, Disney had a lot of official events. There was an amazing ceremony in the morning. There were free buttons and a special park map, and they were selling cupcakes. And there was a special edition of Wishes with perimeter fireworks. But the day was really so much more than that. And even I recall a particular moment as we were sitting waiting for the 3 o'clock parade, sitting with a lot of people that like me, go to Walt Disney World and the Magic Kingdom a lot. Everyone said that there was definitely a very different feel to October 1st and a lot of emotions running. Saw a lot of tears for a very happy ceremony in the morning. A lot of people were tearing up and most definitely myself included in that. So on this week's show, what we're going to do is we're going to play the amazing ceremony. I know some people say it wasn't great. Personally, I thought that the ceremony in the morning, October 1st, was perfect. You're going to hear the Main Street Philharmonic performing up at the stage where Connor took this particular recording. I was down on Main Street where they began the character processional, which was, for me, spectacular. As a kid, always had to see the 3 o'clock parade. And what they did was they had all the characters with all the white and blue balloons and the banners coming down the street to the soundtrack of some classic parades. You're not going to hear all the ones they played. You're not going to hear the Tencennial Parade music from where Connor was standing, but you'll hear the other selections, which I believe were the 15th Anniversary Parade, Mickey Mania, and Remember the Magic. So you will hear all of those in that particular recording, and then, of course, the actual ceremony at the stage, the sing-along, and all that. Very nice presentation, and you will get to hear that in its entirety on this show. Now, as far as other audio, there wasn't a whole lot audio-wise that happened the rest of the day. Wishes was Wishes, just with more fireworks, which was still pretty awesome. And unfortunately, the intangible feeling of the day cannot be captured in audio either. But for those of you who could not be there, it was a very special day. It was a very meaningful day, and just things that seemed trivial on a normal trip to the Magic Kingdom seemed a lot more meaningful. Like we had a group ride on the teacups, and knowing that that's 40 years ago that day that attraction opened, or for our other group rides on It's a Small World or the Haunted Mansion, there definitely was a very different aura around those attractions on that particular day. So I know for many months and months, we've been talking about how Disney's not doing a year-long celebration, but for the fact that they didn't, it was a great day, October 1st. I think it was done very well, and we're going to go ahead and relive that morning ceremony, and I'll see you on the other side of that.
Hey.
Yeah. gentlemen, boys and girls, please welcome Walt Disney World Ambassadors Jennifer Mason and Norman Vosholta.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jennifer Mason, one of the two members of the Walt Disney World Ambassador team, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to Magic Kingdom Park at Walt Disney World. Now, Walt Disney World Resort has been home to literally millions of celebrations over the years, but this morning, we are taking a few moments to celebrate the resort herself. Now, you see, it was 40 years ago this morning, here at this park, that Walt Disney World welcomed its very first guests. We're hoping you will take just a few short moments to celebrate with us. And here to set the stage, I would like to welcome my teammate, Walt Disney World Ambassador, Norman Vosholta.
Good morning, everyone, and happy birthday, Walt Disney World! Now, let's see, who do we have here this morning? How many of you, by show of hands, were here 40 years ago for opening day? Give yourselves a hand! Now, how many of you are here for the very first time today? Give yourselves a hand! Well, you picked a good time to visit. For those of you who were here in 1971, let me take you for a walk down memory lane. That morning, if you filled up your car, your gas cost 36 cents a gallon. As you drove here, you were probably listening to Simon and Garfunkel. That's right. And if you had the big bucks, you were listening to them in style on an 8-track. The guests who visited here on opening day were greeted by our very excited cast members. We had 5,500 of them as compared to the 62,000 we have today. And now, I would like to introduce you to the person who leads those 62,000 cast members. Please help me welcome the President, Walt Disney Parks and Resorts Operations, United States and France, and the President of Walt Disney World, Meg Crofton!
Wow, what a great group this morning. Good morning and happy birthday, Walt Disney World! You know, whether you were here 40 years ago or today is the first time you walked down Main Street, USA, we are so glad that you are here. We're thrilled to have you with us as our guests on this, our 40th anniversary. Within our company, there's a story that when Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color television program was being filmed, the producers wanted a shot of Walt Disney walking down an empty Main Street at Disneyland before the park was open. Walt did something that was very much out of character for him. He refused to do that. To Walt Disney, people were the essential element of his parks. You've probably heard his famous quote, "You can dream, create, plan, and build the most wonderful place in the world, but it takes people to make the dream a reality." Many people hear that and assume that Walt was talking about our cast members, and he was, but he was also talking about our guests. For this place to be truly magical, it takes your smiles and your laughter, the joy of being a princess, or the excitement of becoming a pirate. So by being here today, you are helping make this dream, Walt Disney World, a reality. And for that, we sincerely thank you. Giving us a reason to grow over the last 40 years. That first year, and indeed that first decade, the Magic Kingdom was the only park here. And we only offered three choices to stay the contemporary, the Polynesian, and the world wilderness. We've grown by leaps and bounds since then, but the fact remains that this place, as it appeared on October 1st, 1971, was the last great vision of one of the world's greatest dreamers. And while Walt never set foot in this finished park, he walked it many times in his imagination. Walt's brother Roy acknowledged that fact when he dedicated this park and called it not Disney World, as it had been known throughout its planning, but Walt Disney World. Here, in front of Cinderella Castle, you can't help but notice our partner statue. It depicts Walt together with Mickey, the mouse who started it all. Later today, I hope you'll also stop at the other end of Main Street. There, just to the side of City Hall, you'll find our statue of Roy, relaxing on a park bench with Minnie. And just across the street in Town Square, you'll find a plaque that contains the remarks which Roy dedicated on opening day for Walt Disney World. And here is what it says. Walt Disney World is a tribute to the philosophy and life of Walter Elias Disney and to the talents, the dedication, and the loyalty of the entire Disney organization that made Walt Disney's dream come true. May Walt Disney World bring joy and inspiration and new knowledge to all who come to this happy place, a magic kingdom where the young at heart of all ages can laugh and play and learn together. Many memories have been created in this park. We appreciate you being here this morning to share this one. And now to share his memories of the Magic Kingdom, I'd like to welcome someone who was a cast member here on opening day in 1971, taking e-tickets at the entrance to the Haunted Mansion. Since then, he has built a distinguished career here and earned the admiration of both our cast and our guests. He is now a Walt Disney World Vice President and the leader of our Magic Kingdom. Please welcome Phil Holmes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better day to celebrate our 40th anniversary. This is truly spectacular. So I did want to share just a couple of great memories. This is, believe it or not, it is much easier than you would think for me to recall that magical day in 1971. And I can easily remember our guests coming right down Main Street USA like all of you did today. I was waiting for them as you went over this bridge right next door, right at the Haunted Mansion at the turnstiles. And I can tell you candidly, the thing I worried about the most was that ticket book, that A through E ticket book, right? I think you've got that as a in your guide map today, you can remember that. So for me, it was all about that E ticket, was I know very special and very coveted, but I really was trying to make sure I did all the right things for our guests. So as a cast member, I was really focused on what was going to make this really the most magical experience. And I had a great leader that gave me some wonderful advice. And he said to me, Phil, what I want you to do is make sure every one of the guests that comes in with their families, make sure they just have a fantastic time. Make sure they're having fun. He goes, we'll figure out that ticket thing as we go. So for anybody that was here on that opening day, if you visited the Haunted Mansion and you got in on an A ticket, you're welcome. As you would expect, the Haunted Mansion still has great touches in my heart, and I'm able to share it with my grandchildren now, so it's something that will always be very special to me. But I think the other thing that's very special, as Walt said, you know, we'll never be done. As long as there's imagination left in the world, we'll always be doing new and wonderful things. So certainly if you go to the Haunted Mansion today, there's new magic being created by our Imagineers as we speak. And I would tell you the cast members today are even better at creating magical moments for all of you than I think we were even in 1971. So that legacy continues on. I think the other great example sits behind us in Fantasyland, the new Fantasyland I know you are going to love and will be another part of that legacy that comes on. Woo! thank you all for coming out. I wanted to thank you for celebrating with today. Let you know just how special it means for every one of the cast members throughout, all 62,000 cast members. They're really the folks that make the magic happen. They're the ones that all of the letters that come in to my desk, that's what they talk about. So we appreciate them. We know you do too. And we love having you here to celebrate with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil, very much for sharing your special memories with us.
Well, our celebration is almost finished, but before we finish it, we would love to complete it with a little help from all of you. We invite you to sing along with some very special performers this morning. Please help me welcome the Dapper Dan.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. We are so proud to be part of this celebration today, especially since the Dapper Dans and the marching band both were here opening day. So, let's sing When You Wish Upon a Star together. Everybody know the words? All right then, here we go.
My legs can move.
We're gonna try and hang on to see.
of our 40th anniversary celebration and have a great day in the Magic Kingdom.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like that is going to do it for our little 40th anniversary celebration on the WDW News Today podcast. However, that doesn't mean it's really all over, because as we said in the months leading up to this, throughout the next several months, we are going to be celebrating the 40th anniversary in our own special way. We have a series of Back to the Future history segments coming up on the 1971 original attractions, so like the Country Bear Jamboree, the Enchanted Tiki Room, maybe even the Contemporary Resort will end up as topics in that segment. As well, over the course of the next couple months, we will finally wrap up the Golden Age and find out when was mathematically the Golden Age of the entire Walt Disney World Resort. So there is a lot of 40th anniversary programming beyond Back to the Future and Golden Age planned for the next couple months, but our celebration will continue probably until September of next year, when we get ready to celebrate another particular park anniversary, and that will be Epcot. And of course, those of you that went to Project XL already know that WDW Celebrations plans to really go back where it all began. It began at Celebration 25, Epcot's 25th anniversary, and now we are on the dawn, the eve, I should say, of Celebration 30, a celebration of Epcot's 30th anniversary. Stay tuned to WDWCelebrations.com for more on that. Of course, the celebration will continue on this show, of course, Epcot being our favorite park. Love our Epcot stuff, so should be exciting. But over the next year, celebrating more of Walt Disney World's historic 40th anniversary, and then we move on to Epcot's 30th. Certainly going to be a very busy couple of years here on the show, but all in good fun and in celebration of these very important milestones. With that being said, this week's show is officially over. Here are a few quick reminders before we get on out of here. To contact us here at the show with any questions, suggestions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at wdwnewstoday@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail message at 206-666-2982. If you have not done so already, please leave us a review on iTunes. It's a great way to let everyone know about the show. As well, do not forget to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/WDWNT or at WDWNT. As well, you can like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/WDWNT Network. And coming up on next week's show, we're still ironing it out, but a couple listeners requested a segment with Connor Perzicki from Disneyland News Today with his feelings on his first Walt Disney World vacation. And so we're going to feature that, and as well, sort of in the early planning stages, or perhaps a quick review of the new booths at the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival for this year, although I'm sure most of you already went by now, but we'll probably still provide that next week for those of you that will be going within the next couple of weeks to that event. So that's what's coming up on episode 213, most likely, as of the time this show is being released. With that being said, I can now end this episode with the corniest catchphrase in all of podcasting. That's going to do it for this week. See you all next week. See ya real soon. And happy 40th birthday to Walt Disney World.
Can you remember back to a simpler time? Back to the watercolor days that still run through your mind. Oh, I remember just my old friend and me running through an open field the way it used to be. The feeling that our hearts just take wings, we could live out all our dreams. The journey there was never far away, but like a dream come true that's still inside of you. The secret of tomorrow is to live your dreams today. Night
feelings were real. Oh, I remember you were with me once again. Free to live our fantasies, it never has to end. The feeling that our hearts would just take wings, we could live a world of dreams. Together we would sail against the wind. Until